And welcome to another edition of Odyssey. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. We talk about ancient mysteries and metaphysical topics and unfiltered, non-corporate news of the day, every Monday live, 8 to 9. So today we're going to be talking about astrology, but before we get into that, I want to tell you about the format of the show. We go for about 35 minutes with an interview on a metaphysical topic, and then we open up the phone lines with our intuitive psychic, Candia. So you can call at 35 minutes after the hour and get a free reading tonight. So my name is Mike Schultz once again. My topic of expertise is ancient mysteries, and I have a couple of DVDs on the subject. If you have an interest in Stonehenge and Easter Island and the pyramids all around the world, please go on to the BBS main website and click on Odyssey, my show, and you can find out more about that. So tonight we're really going to dig into astrology, and I've brought on a guest, Kathy Logan, who's an expert. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much. I wanted you here because it's so important with our relationships in life, whether somebody is our boss or our boyfriend or girlfriend or neighbor next door, to kind of find out their sign and the basics and know how to deal with them. Isn't that true?
That is very true. It's very helpful to have that information.
Absolutely. So we're going to go over the 12 sun signs today, and why don't we start with Aries, the fire sign, first, and why don't you tell me about the nature of the Aries personality?
Okay, well, that sounds good. Aries is the ram, and they're born March 21st through April 19th. The ruling planet is Mars, and that is a person who is forceful and direct in action, very fiery in nature, so they are a very passionate person, tend to be idealistic. They will push through challenges rather than go around them. They are a natural leader, and they are very, tend to be impatient at times, and very warm and outgoing person.
Absolutely. Now, I'm an Aries myself, so I would think that Aries tend to be see things in black and white with no shades of gray.
Yeah, they can. They can because they want to get on to the next thing, and they don't like to spend a lot of time on any one thing. So they are have that nature of being very direct and to the point.
Right. Now, my understanding of Aries is also they oftentimes end up working alone or doing their own business or kind of going off and doing their own thing. Is that true?
Yes, they do, because they like to be the leader, and they have a lot of original ideas, and they tend to be pioneers, and they like to go in new directions that people have not done before, and like your show, for instance. And they got to have fun with it. It's important that they enjoy what they're doing. They're not inclined towards being really serious about things as much as they are having fun and enjoying life and going in new directions.
Right. Another aspect I think of Aries is that they're really good at ideas and starting things, but may have trouble finishing projects. Do you find that to be true?
That's very true, because they're a cardinal sign, and they're good at initiating activity, but they're not always so great at keeping with it and following through and completing projects or ideas or anything that they decide they're going to take on in their life.
And the other thing is, sometimes Aries can be on the selfish side or think of themselves first. Have you heard that?
Yes, they can, because in astrology, the phrase for that is I am. And they are. They're like the adolescents of the astrology zodiac signs. Exactly. But they are going in very innovative directions that people find fascinating and are interested in following along. So as long as they have followers, Aries are great leaders.
Right. So we're going to be going through the pros and cons of each sign as well. So every sign gets their turn.
Okay,
let's move on to Taurus, the Earth sign.
Okay, and Taurus is the bull, and that is April 20th to May 20th, and the ruling planet is Venus. And that is I have is their phrase in astrology, and that is a fixed earth sign, and they are very very once they start something, they stick with it, and they do not give up easily, and they will pursue something for a very, very, very long time before abandoning it. And it's very hard for them to let go. They are very patient and very persistent, and they can get a lot accomplished. They're very hard workers. They're very practical and very realistic and good with money and material resources.
So it's that old stubborn like the bull kind of type of thing.
They can be stubborn. They can be incredibly stubborn and unyielding, and trying to force them to do something they don't want to do, you can forget it's not going to work.
But it could be stubborn in a good way, too, like they really stick to their principles.
Well, as I had said, yes, they stick to something and they do not give up. So whereas Aries will say, okay, well, I had enough of that, on to the next thing, Taurus will go, oh, well, I can do that, and they'll just stick with it. And they'll do it, and they plod along, and they get the job done. So if you want to have something completed, a Taurus is a good person to ask.
I see. So when they buy a house, they tend to live in it a long time, or when they get a job,
oh, yes,
they tend to stick with it a long time, correct?
Yes, and relationships too, very much so, very much so. Because they're a fixed sign, that means that they are very stable and persistent.
My understanding is they also have kind of a special relationship with food. They have this whole comfort food, and wanting to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's
yes,
the thing?
It's very true. They love the material comforts, and they love everything that has to do with the five senses. And they love quality, and they love beauty because they're ruled by Venus. And they enjoy food and sex and beautiful music and, you know, everything that you can do with money. They love money. They enjoy what it can buy. They're just...
And they're savers,
very,
right? They save money.
They're very good with money. They're very good at saving money, and they're very good at spending money. So not as... But they do it in... When they spend money, it has to be in a way that they get quality for what they spend. And they will think carefully before they spend it.
I see. So they're really the real practical, down-to-earth type of sign.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay, let's move on to an air sign. Let's talk about Gemini next.
Okay, Gemini is the twins, and that's May 21st to June 20th. And the ruling planet is Mercury, and that is, I think, is their phrase. And that is a sign that is a mutable air sign, meaning that they are restless. They are adaptable, they're flexible, they're changeable. They're also restless in nature, and they get easily bored. So an idea has to hold their interest, or they're on to the next idea, next situation, next person, next set of concepts. That they're very intellectually inclined, but they don't tend to study anything in depth. They tend to skim over the surface of things.
Now, do you find that they have two personalities, kind of a Jekyll Hyde thing?
Yes, they do. They always have two. I don't know about Jekyll and Hyde, but they definitely have two sides to their nature, and they can be quite grumpy at times. And then at other times, they can be witty and light and very the life of the party. So they have those two sides to themselves, very much so.
I see. And they're the real overthinkers, isn't that true? Their mind is just constantly...
They're ruled by Mercury, so yes, they can overthink ideas and get too much in their heads and not enough in their hearts, and that's their big lesson, is to learn to bring their ideas down and center it in their heart and feel what they think, not just think it and be in their heads about it, if that makes sense.
Sure, but it sounds like they would have lots of good ideas and be...
They have
great ideas.
They have great ideas. They have a multitude of ideas, and they're idea people. And like, say, somebody who's in advertising might be a Gemini, for instance, or somebody who is in the area of communications of any sort might be a Gemini.
Mm. I have to tell you a funny little story. I have a friend who's a Gemini. I was watching him flip through a magazine one day. He spent about half a second on each page. He did this for 200 pages, flipping through, flip. I mean, that was like such a Gemini thing to me, you know.
Yep,
like flipping
you're
channels
right,
on the TV,
right.
Just go, on to the next.
Yep,
next,
yep, they're very know? Restless, and they like things to move very quickly, because you think of Quicksilver, which is a Mercury-ruled metal, and it is movable. It's always moving. It's not a stable.
So if you're doing an activity with a Gemini, then you want to really keep it, moving quick and fast.
You want to keep it at a fast pace, and lots of
right.
change and lots of variety. They love variety. They thrive on variety.
I see. And aren't they a pretty social, fine, like kind of the life of the party with a sense of humor, that type of thing?
Yeah, just talking about the sun signs, just the sign itself. Yes, Gemini is very social. They enjoy mm-hmm. communications, and if they're at a party, for instance, they would not stay in one conversation for hours. They would move around
no.
the party and talk to a variety of different people to get their perspectives on things.
I see. Very important information to know. Okay, now let's talk about a water sign. Next is Cancer.
Okay, Cancer is the crab. Birthday, June 21st to July 22nd. The ruling planet is the moon, and it is I feel. And Cancer is a water sign, meaning that they are very sensitive, and they're excellent at nurturing others, and they love to be nurtured, and they're the huggers of the zodiac. They love to give hugs, they love to get hugs, they love to cuddle. They love their home and hearth. They love to cook, they love to eat, they love security. And a funny thing about Cancerians is they will take money and they will hoard it and put it away places, and then they forget where they put it because they tuck money away for rainy day.
I see. So this sounds a bit similar to the Taurus.
Yeah, they are in some ways. They are in some ways. They're
more emotional, probably.
Security. Yes, and they're very yes, they tend to be emotional, and they tend to fear old age. So they save for save. They're really great savers. They are very caring about their family, and that is what is the most important value to them, is their home and their family.
So home, hearth, and family. And
yep.
Emotions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're a cardinal sign. They're a cardinal
right.
sign, too, so they're very good with business because they're shrewd.
What does cardinal mean? Could you define
cardinal?
Cardinal
means they're direct action. They're initiators. They're leaders.
Okay. I see. So they're good
yep.
in the business field. They tend
oh,
to
excellent
go to
the in
the
business field, yes. And they're very mm-hmm. good because they know that the mood of the public, and they can adapt to that because it's ruled by the moon. And so then, and the moon also rules the public and the masses of people, so they are very adaptable to that. And it helps them in
business. My understanding of the Cancer is because it's like the crab in the shell, they won't always tell you what's on their mind.
No, they won't. And like a crab, they will move sideways towards a goal and go move around it rather than going direct like an Aries would.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their shell, so if they are sensitive, because they can be oversensitive at times, they will withdraw into their shell until they feel better.
I see. So they can go through a period of moodiness and wanting to be
yes,
alone.
They can be very moody, but remember the reason why is because it's ruled by the moon, and it's change. It's the change. Mm-hmm. If you look at the moon up in the sky and the phases of the moon during the month, they're changeable. It's always changing mm-hmm. from new to full and back again. And so, too, are the Cancerians in their moods.
Okay, now, isn't there something about a great sense of humor among the Cancers, or they have kind of their
oh,
own brand
yeah.
of humor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Very much so. They have a zany sense of humor. Very much
uh-huh.
so.
Good to mm-hmm. keep in mind.
Yeah,
okay,
today.
Let's go back to fire sign because it rotates fire, earth, air, water. So we're back to fire with Leo.
Oh, yes. Okay, Leo is the lion, born July 23rd to August 22nd. The ruling planet is the sun, and it is I will, is their saying. And It is fire sign, so it's dynamic. They're energetic. They're physically active people. It rules the heart, so they love in a big way, and Leos do everything in a big way. They love in a big way. They are very generous. They're very outgoing. Leo likes to have subjects, so they like to be the leader, and they like others to follow. But they are very caring about people, and they're very devoted, and once they give their heart, that's it. They're extremely loyal people and very, very loving.
Okay, now that's the one sign that can have some issues with pride, isn't that correct?
Oh, yes, yeah. And on the flip side is ego can be a big issue with Leos, and they have to learn to keep their egos in check.
So they're the type of sign where you need to appeal to their pride and ego in a way and to honor that.
Yes, that their need to be first, their need to be the leader, their need to be, you know, the king or the queen, and to kind of cater to them somewhat and to make them feel special because they need that. They thrive on it. It's very important to them.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is if you, you know, want something from a Leo, you know, give them compliments and appeal to their, you know, pride and what they do
definitely.
Well.
Oh, definitely.
And then they will respond to that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They love compliments, and on the other side, they love flattery, and they will do anything for a person. They just go out of their way to help you.
Mm-hmm. So a very warm, loving sign.
They are, and they're very creative, very creative. A lot of Leos are actors or actresses, for instance. They love drama. They love the stage. They love to shine. They like to be in the spotlight.
Right. Well, Bill Clinton was a Leo, so he seems to have all those attributes, just the socialization and wanting the spotlight and the pride.
Oh, yes, definitely. Very definitely.
And what about this rumor about the lazy lion? Is that a myth, or is there some aspect of lazy?
Well, you think of the lion, and the lion lays down and lets the females do a lot of the hunting. And, yes, they can be that way at times, very much so. It's
the
fixed sign,
the male
too.
Leo.
Yes, yes.
I see. Okay, let's move on to an earth sign. Let's talk about Virgos.
Okay, Virgo the Virgin, the birth date is August 23rd to September 22nd. The ruling planet is Mercury, and that is a mutable earth sign, and it is I analyze. So they are very careful and very objective about life, and they tend to stand back and analyze people, places, and things, and they decide if who or whatever they're analyzing, they have a set of standards they go by. And people, places, and things are subjected to this level of standards. And Virgo's big lesson is to learn to not be so hard on themselves and to learn to not be so hard on others. But they
right.
are excellent, very, very, very good at being specialists. So you find people that are Virgos or accountants or nurses or occupations where they need to pay attention to fine detail, and they're very, very good at being a player on a team where they take a back seat. So to speak, like the Leo would be the manager, and the Virgo would be one of the people that would work alongside them, but in a secondary capacity. They don't like to be in the spotlight. They like to be in the background more.
Interesting. Now, I have a couple of friends throughout my life who have been Virgos, and they're always there to help me when I need it. It's an amazing quality they seem to have.
Well, it's an earth sign, so they're practical and they're reliable and they're careful and they're consistent, but at the same time they have a contradiction because they're very restless and changeable too. But because they're earth, they have that dependable quality, and they're realistic.
So, and you know, they can be, like you said, detail-oriented and perfectionist, which you need to realize when you're working with them, right?
Right, very true. But if you want something done carefully, like you're going to go to the dentist, you probably want a Virgo for a dentist, somebody who's going to be very careful and, you know, do the job right.
That makes a lot of sense. Or like an accountant, like you said.
Like an accountant, definitely. Yes, very much so.
Okay, let's go on to a sign that absolutely fascinates me, and that's the air sign Libra.
Okay, Libra is the scales, and the birth date is September 23rd to October 22nd. The ruling planet is Venus, and that the keyword is I balance. And it is a cardinal air sign. So there again, cardinal is action-oriented, and it's air, so it's analytical, and Libras seek balance and harmony. They're very interested in being just, and they're very interested in seeing all sides of a situation.
Yes.
Their tendency
That's
is to get...
That's what fascinates me.
Well, their tendency is to get indecisive because of it. They tend to sit on the fence, and it's hard for them to make decisions. I call Libra the sign of the ditherer because of it. But on the other hand, they are. If you want a friend who is very fair and very reasonable and very impartial, but an excellent listener, and will weigh everything very carefully and to be, you know, moderate about things, a Libra is a great friend to have, or a marriage partner, because Libra rules marriage, and they thrive on one-on-one relationships. And it's ruled by Venus, so they have a natural refinement about them. They love the arts, especially classical music, and they are very much for the underdog. They will fight for truth and justice, but they prefer not to have conflict in their lives too much because they like peace and harmony.
Well, they seem to be drawn toward luxury items, don't they? And very fine, you know, items, clothing, cars. Isn't that true?
Well, yes, I think so, because it's Venus ruled, and it's the higher octave of Venus, meaning that they have more of that refinement, and they are very, because it's an air sign, they kind of, they'll stand back and look at a possible purchase and say, okay, does it have beauty? Does it have harmony? Is the price tag justified? Is it balanced amount? And they consider all the options before they purchase anything, for instance.
Yeah, and what I find is that they don't like to be alone too much. They like to always be with other people, and they can adapt their personality to who they're with, which is a pretty amazing quality.
Yeah, they can. However, they thrive on a one-to-one basis, and they prefer a close relationship with one person at a time more than a group of people. Although being an air sign, they are social, so they enjoy exchange of ideas, but they like refinement with it. Which is why they're drawn to
art. I see. Let's move on to the most mysterious sign, the Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio the Scorpion. That's October 23rd to November 22nd. The ruling planet is Mars and Pluto, which is the more modern planet for Scorpio. And that is I desire. And Scorpio is a fixed water sign. They are mysterious. They will not volunteer information unless you ask them. If you want to know the truth, ask a Scorpio, but be prepared for the answer, because they are not necessarily kind about how they present it. But they will, if you want to know the truth, they are. But if you want to know the truth, they will tell you. They are
a poker
very,
face, right?
Yes, definitely a poker face. They are a person who is very tenacious. They will hang on to people and to situations, perhaps sometimes long past when they should. They have to learn to release, to let go, and to forgive. But on the other hand, they are excellent in business. They are very good with investments. Some very good stockbrokers, for instance, are Scorpios. They are just really good with metaphysics and the occult. Excellent. They love a mystery. They're not afraid of death. They will probe into anything to find out what it is. They love detective novels. They love anything that is, they can probe and find out why and find out the motivations of. They're natural detectives of the zodiac.
Okay, now what about this myth that they are very into revenge? Is that something that's just kind of a myth that's been hung on them, or is there?
There are several different levels of Scorpio. There is the Scorpion Scorpio, which will sting and have revenge and doesn't care. And then if they're more spiritually evolved, they become the Eagle, and that is the sign that rises above the problems with a higher perspective, and if they're even higher yet, then they are the phoenix who rises from the ashes and who is reborn so they can go through a death and a rebirth in their life. And Scorpios do that a number of times. They're people that seem like they've lived a whole bunch of lifetimes in one.
Nine lives.
Yes, exactly.
Let's go on to Sagittarius.
Okay, Sagittarius is the archer. And that's November 22nd through December 21st, and that is IC, and the ruling planet is Jupiter, and that is a mutable fire sign. So there again, they are idealistic, they are passionate about life, they are the centaur, so they are people that are can be grounded in this life, but yet they have a sense of vision about what life can be. They're drawn to metaphysics. They're drawn to religion and spirituality, but they're more interested in the conventional way of doing things than, say, the sign of Aquarius, which is we'll get to in a little bit.
Okay.
They love the outdoors. They love their freedom. Mm-hmm. They love animals, especially large animals, horses, and
right.
whales, and elephants. Those are all ruled by Jupiter. Whereas Virgo loves small animals.
I have a sister who's a Scorpio. I mean a Sag, and she likes to drive all over town and just keep doing little errands. And I always think of her as on the horse, you know, just driving all over town.
Oh yeah.
You know, just constantly.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, that's,
you know,
the restlessness of Sagittarius. All the fire signs are very physically active, and
mm-hmm.
they love to have that freedom to get out and move around and not. They would not
right.
be a person who liked being behind a desk, let's say.
No.
They need
no.
a job where they can get outdoors and
right.
and have that freedom. And they have sports appeals to a lot of Sagittarians as well,
mm-hmm.
and travel. Long-distance travel, going to foreign cultures, and anything
mm.
like that, where they can have
adventure.
An adventure with it. Adventure
yeah.
of the body, adventure of the mind.
I see. Let's go on to Capricorn. Earth.
Okay, Capricorn is the goat, and that's December 22nd to January 19th. The ruling planet is Saturn, and that is IUs. And that is because Capricorn is an earth sign, there again, there's that practical quality. And because it's ruled by Saturn, Capricorns will plan for the future. They are very prudent and careful, and they are very ambitious. And they will go step by step carefully towards their goal, and it doesn't matter to them how long it takes. They will just keep doing it until they get it accomplished. And if you want to look at somebody who will stick to something and get it done with a long-range business goal, look at Capricorn. They're excellent with that.
Just the hard workers, you know, the goat going up the hill, right? Never
yes,
stop.
They are definitely the hard workers, one of the hard workers of the zodiac. There again, all the earth signs tend to be that way.
Right,
and
that's
they're practical.
The uh-huh.
They're practical and realistic.
I've heard they can be prone to vices. Like, I know Elvis Presley was a Capricorn, that they can, if they're not careful, they can fall into some vices and alcoholism and that kind of thing.
Well, I think that it can be in part other elements and other things in their chart, rather than just Capricorn, because Capricorn by itself tends to be more self-contained, and they don't like to lose control and charge of a situation or themselves.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So it sounds a lot like Taurus. It sounds a lot like Taurus.
And another thing is they're old when they're young, and they're young when they're old. And they tend to have a lot of responsibilities as a child, and they grow up like a little person, you know, like an old person as a child. And then as they age, they get more youthful.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, two more signs, and then we got to wrap it up. Aquarius, water sign.
Okay, Aquarius is the water carrier or the water bearer, and that's January 20th to February 18th. The ruling planet is Uranus, and they are a sign that is progressive, adventurous, detached somewhat because it's an air sign, and they are interested in the benefit of society, helping others, but they do it in a friendly, detached sort of manner. They love groups of people. They love helping mankind. They love having friends. Aquarians are people that surround themselves with groups of people, and they love to communicate because they're an air sign. But they tend to be stubborn.
Right. So the whole hippie era of the late 60s was the age of Aquarius, correct?
Yes, it was.
That whole hippie kind of vibration is how...
Yeah, and they tend to be very unconventional. On the other hand, mm-hmm. some of the great scientists, or science in general, comes under the sign of Aquarius. And you think mm-hmm. of scientists, you know, the eccentricity of a lot of scientists, and they're brilliant, but yet they have that eccentric side to them. They are definitely Aquarius. And it's a fixed sign, so they're very persistent towards their goals, and they are will stick to something. But they're not too good at changing their minds, and they tend to be dogmatic in their thinking. So don't try to win an argument with an Aquarian, because it won't work.
That's good to know at a cocktail party. And the last sign as we're winding down, Pisces.
Is Pisces. That's the fish, and that's February 19th, March 20th. The ruling planet is Neptune, and that is a mutable water sign again. So they lead with their emotions. They are very sensitive, very compassionate people. They're the dreamers of the zodiac, and they are the saying I like to say is they're half in this world and half out, because they are visionaries, and they see things. They see ahead, and they see what is going on with society. They have to safeguard against addictions to alcohol and drugs. But
they were the ones.
Yes, but on the other hand, they have such incredible refined natures that they are so tuned into spirituality that they are... amazing psychics, for one thing.
They're kind of, natural psychics, it sounds like.
They are. They are natural mm-hmm. psychics, very much so, and very compassionate, and they care about humanity, and they will work tirelessly to help make the world better. If you find a lot of nurses there again, the helping professions of people that are Pisces, and also musicians and artists, but especially musicians.
Sure, because of all of that. Going into the dream state and creating songs and music. And
yes, they channel. They're, I guess what you'd say, some of the channelers of the zodiac, because they can just bring mm-hmm. through information, and it's so amazing.
Okay, we're going to go off the air just for a few seconds to make some technical adjustments as our new co-host comes on. So thank you, Kathy Logan, for coming on the show. How can our audience reach you?
You can reach me at Celestial Awakenings, which is in Vancouver, Washington, at 6001 Northeast 109th Avenue in Vancouver. Our phone number is 896-2207. You can also reach us online at celestial-awakenings.com. I am a reader there. I work there 3 days a week. and I am teaching a number of classes. So I am an astrologer, a spiritual intuitive, a metaphysical teacher and healer, and I'm available by appointment. So you can call the shop and book an appointment with me. We also have a psychic fair coming up this Saturday at our shop.
Oh, thank you very much for all the help with astrology today.
Well, and thank you very much, Mike.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here. Bye.
Take care. Okay, you're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show, 8 to 9 p.m. every Monday, and our psychic intuitive, Candia, is going to be on pretty soon, and she does free readings. And we're back on the air with the Odyssey Radio Show, and we are going to be doing intuitive readings. So welcome to the show, Candia.
Hi, Mike. Thank you. So you've been
talking about
astrology tonight? Is that what you said?
Absolutely. Do you want to throw in your two cents?
Well, I am not an astrologer, and I have great honor and respect for those who work with that science, because it's truly a science and you need to know lots of facts and figures. I think it's awesome. I do believe that the universe affects us, as do all the stars and the asteroids and all of it. I do. I
believe absolutely.
It's part of who we are, but I don't know the intricacies. So
it's a real specialty.
It is. It's a very amazing specialty. And again, for those who do it, I honor you. I look at it more of that each month for me is within a season and how it affects all of us. You know, how the seasons, how we just moved into, we had the solstice and how the spring can invigorate us. And to me, it's truly the way that the old farmers would do it, you know, with planting the seeds that we put in the late winter time, so that by spring they're starting to flourish, which is where we are, so that by summer we have full bloom. So that's how
absolutely.
I look at it in terms of seasons.
Now, I want to tell the audience to call in right now, 877-876-5227, to talk to Candia live. She's an intuitive. While we're waiting for a call, why don't you tell us about the process, how you get these helpful messages for people?
Well, you know what? I have been doing this since I was a kid, and so what's been fun through the course of my life is that I've fine-tuned it, and there are many, many, many intuitives out there. I feel we all reach and access the information probably pretty much the same way, and yet I do believe that there are those who have the ability to see certain things better than others. Or, for example, I've got some friends that talk to people on the other side all the time. I can do that, but they're better than I am, so go for it, right? So when I look at people, I bring their energy, let's say, with you. I would bring your energy to me, and I would then look at your fields of energy as well as your aura. It's they're one and the same, and yet within the fields around you, your light energy is where you house so many memories and adventures, as well as frequencies of emotion that get locked in there. For example, when I look at somebody who's had an overbearing parent in their life, male, female, doesn't matter, mother, father, those words that of criticism, of shame, of put downs, of whatever, right? It doesn't matter what level you go into. Those words, how I can see it, almost become what I call sound bites, and they get stuck around someone's head. And so they're within their auric field that need to be shifted and removed from that level. What also can happen is when you are not literally walking in the light of your soul, which is, in my opinion, I know this sounds really almost caustic and cruel, but I would say it's like 90% of the planet doesn't walk truly in their light, because if we did, we would be a much happier planet. And what I mean by that is, if you were to go outside and it's pouring buckets and you forgot to put on any clothes, or you put on an old sweatshirt and you don't have an umbrella, you're going to get wet. So it's the same thing. When you're out of your light, you collect energies to you that are not necessarily of a positive or as positive for your energy field. For example, let's say you are in a working environment and you're around a lot of people that are not always positive, and they can be backbiting and backstabbing. backstabbing or negative towards the boss or however the dynamics of an office go, if you're not in your light, you tend to pick that energy up and it sits in your fields and then can affect who you are and how you think. So when I look at someone and read somebody, those are the first things I look at to say, okay, we need to do some shifting and some energy clearing to get to that point, you know, to the next level. And then, of course, from there, I will look at a person's physical body because of how the emotions can impact the physical realm. But from there, if they have issues that relate to relationships or about abundance, then I tap into their higher self and ask directly to their higher self because they have the best perspective as to what's going on. So I just read the higher self's perspective as to who and what that person is all about and what they need to know from the aspect of themselves that they can't necessarily tap into, because guess what? We all need our mirrors. If we could always see the bigger picture, one, we'd be pretty bored because, oh, we know everything, huh? And we wouldn't learn as to why we came. Does that make sense?
I see. Absolutely. Now, Colin, right now, Candy is available for free intuitive readings. It's fascinating to have her work with callers and listen in on how she does this process. So call 877-876-5227. Now, last week you worked with some people who had medical problems, correct?
Yes, it was. I have to share this. It was really awesome. There was a woman who called in about her teenage son that had been in a skiing accident of sorts. It wasn't major by any stretch of the imagination, but his knee had been swollen and was definitely uncomfortable. And I worked on it very briefly over the radio, and she was kind enough to call me via my website. You can get my website, which is CandiaSanders.com, and there's my phone number on it. So she called me the next day to tell me that her son's knee was better. So I love that. That's
good.
Really fun. Yeah, it was really cool. And then
Go ahead.
Oh, I was trying to remember what the other ones. The other ones were more emotional issues, I think, last week versus physical issues. But other than that one physical issue. Okay, what was your question?
Oh, no, I'm just curious how you're able to pinpoint the medical issue, or how do you see it or feel it?
You know, that's a really good question.
Put it in words. It's hard.
It's really fun because I just step back and I am humble in the process. I really, truly feel humble because I was just given good glasses and good ears, basically, because I can see things. Do I understand why? No. Do I understand how? Other than if I can intellectualize it by studying up on quantum physics, because a particle can be in more than one place at one time. So, for example, where you are and where I am at this moment are in two different locations, but however, I can pull you up and look at you because a part of you, your astral body, your energetic field can be here, so I can then see what's going on and send you back. And that's how it works. But like I said, I can intellectualize it from that level, but when it's actually when I'm in the process, it's as if, I just do what I'm told. Basically, You know, it's not about me. That's the deal. It's not about me. I'm not doing anything. I just am the director. I'm able to direct energies or to say, oh, okay, your lumbar spine 3 and 6 are off. Okay, let's just put it back into balance. Okay, done. Okay, you know. Or your liver. Oh, your liver needs a little work. Okay, so you've been sick a little bit, needs to have some milk thistle. No, that's, it was a gift. I don't know anything more than that. I know, isn't it sound crazy? You think I should be able to, it's not that way. It's just, it came to me. The thing is, when it happened to me personally, when I had my accident back in 93, I was already on the path. I've always been metaphysical and always spiritual, did readings prior to that, but it didn't go into the healing aspect at all. However, my youngest son was quite sick when he was a baby, which put me onto the path of the holistic world. I'd never been really sick in my life, so it wasn't something that I had ever explored because I hadn't the need. I've never been one to be unhealthy. So if you're not unhealthy, you don't go explore the medical world unless you have a drive. My youngest son put me on that, so I had already had the window open into alternative healing, and then when I had my ski accident, it just helped open more and more doors, and I kept saying, I know I can do this. So I asked a million and one questions to everybody that I worked with, all these alternative healers. And then one day, it just, I could see it. So.
Amazing.
It is
amazing. We still have time for a reading, so go to the main website. All the call-in numbers are there, and Candia will read for you right now. And you also do private readings as well, correct?
Absolutely. 99% of my business is all private during the course of the week, and then, I do shows. Speaking of, here in the Northwest, we have the Body, Mind, and Spirit show coming up in the Portland area on the 14th and 15th of this month, and then at the end of the month, there will be the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit show. I will be at both shows. There will be many vendors, lots of free lectures, great people to go visit and talk to and explore everything from massage therapy to essential oils to vitamins, green foods, the latest in the machines. Oh, my God, there's so many new modalities out there in terms of machines that access this and that. It's amazing. I don't know how people have time to research all this. I was talking with someone today about it. I don't have the time to continually search about the latest and the greatest, but it's amazing what is out there and available. And my feeling is what's very important with that is that not everything is right for everybody. So to really trust your intuition, not your head, because your head will say, oh, I should try this. One thing, it'll be real heavy on your pocketbook, not to mention you could get overloaded. And thirdly, it may not be correct for your body. So
do we have a caller?
To stay with your intuition.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, good evening. Hi, Mike. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. Good. Glad to hear it.
And who are we talking to tonight?
My name is Don.
Don, nice of you to call. Where are you from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, that's awesome. I love this. We're out in the Northwest. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Candia?
Pardon me?
Do you have a question for Candia?
Well, I guess if you guys want to do a reading, I'll just sit back.
Or do you have something that you wanted to talk about?
No. I was looking for your reading, I guess.
Okay, so
what do you do? Cold readings, Candia?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just sit
so
back.
So what's going on?
I'll just sit back and see what Spirit brings through.
Well, that could take, I'm pretty quick, but the first thing is, do you have a direction that you would like to go, whether it's romance, finance, health? You know, give me a direction as to where you would go so that you will feel the most satisfaction.
How about my spiritual path?
You want to know whether you are on the right path?
No, I feel as though I'm on the right path, but I'm just curious, if you wanted a question, where my spiritual path will bring me down the road. Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, because there's a party that wonders if you will possibly explore a spiritual path that might include financial gain, whereas, for example, a lot of people will, in their exploration of the spiritual journey, want to then parlay that into some kind of passionate ability to make money from it, too, so they can live out their dream. And first of all, you're, of course, continually exploring. The second thing I would say with you is, the first thing I would like you to do is take out any of the shoulds in there, because there's a part of me that feels like you think you should do this and you should do that, and maybe I should go explore this and should explore that. It's not about that. It's about you just feeling it, because sometimes your head gets in the way. So the key for you is to take your head off and just to feel it, and if it feels at that moment to explore something, then do it. Do it because it's right for you, not because of any other people or group around you. Because I feel sometimes that can kind of get in your way.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does, yep. I feel drawn towards, I get involved, in all directions.
Yeah, you're like a reed in the wind, and you'll go over here, and you'll try this and try that, which is wonderful on one level because it means you're exploring. That means you are taking the time to read this and read that and read that to see what feels right for you. And again, my invitation to you is to take out of each thing that you explore pieces that are correct for you, and again, not in relationship to anyone else, only for you, because there are a bajillion paths to the top of the hill. There is no wrong or right way.
Okay, correct. Okay, sure.
That's the most important thing. And we all think we need to jump on this bandwagon or that bandwagon. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's about what feels right for you. And by you doing that, you stay in your integrity, and you also stay in your truth. And by doing both of those, then that light of who you are shines out, and it resonates with other people. And then people of that same energy will be drawn to you. So it's a win-win. You will gain many more friends that way, and acquaintance that will touch your heart between right now and to when you choose to exit the planet. So it's a real positive thing what you're doing. Again, for me, for you, is to take your head off. And don't worry about the shoulds, okay?
Okay.
And don't worry about what's going to happen in the future, because it doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is right now. How do you feel right now?
True. This is true, yes. That's something I work on every day, is to live in the now.
Yeah, and that's a challenge for all of us.
Yes, in today's society,
it
sure is.
It is, especially when you have deadlines for work and you have this expectations here, and or if you have children, you've got to go to this game and you've got to set up for some tournament in the future. It's challenging. But it's also, if you look at it, it can be also very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
It's also very exciting. So I really appreciate the fact that you took the time to call in tonight and you listened to the show. That's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever called in on a show before?
No. Well, this is my second time. Actually, I had called earlier on an earlier show, too. I didn't see
good for you.
No one seemed to be calling in, so I figured I'll give her another try here. But, yes, that does make a lot of sense. I feel I need knowledge for a lot of things right now, and I just try to grasp whatever I can, and I have met a lot of awesome people along my path here, and it's been great.
Oh, well, good. That's awesome. And like I said, go into a bookstore as an example, and, you know, the book that falls out at your feet is the book for you. You know, don't pick up a book just because, you know, Sam down the street says this is the one you should read. Do what feels right for you.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling, and tell everybody every Monday free readings, all right?
Okay, I will do that.
And check out my website, too, CandiaSanders.com.
Yep,
and you can see my picture, and you can read lots of stories.
I've been checking out everybody's website, so.
Oh, well, good.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Love it.
Now, we have time for one more call. Is there another caller there? Okay, we have time for one more call. So what about cold readings, Candia? How do you feel about this?
About cold readings?
Cold readings, yeah.
Oh, I do that all the time. That's not a big deal.
Really?
No, I do it all the time because a lot of people who get my name are, you know, most of the people are referrals and they're brand new, so it's like the way we go. And sometimes they're the most fun. You know, to me, when somebody shows up, what's helpful, though, is a direction. Because especially when we have a time frame to work within, because once you're working with somebody brand new, it takes a minute or two to get kind of into their energy field. I mean, and seriously, give me a minute or two, and then I'm there. However, once you have a question, then it's much easier to find the window into what that soul, that person needs to delve into or be mirrored back to them so they can hear it. Because that's the part we don't hear.
Right. Now, there's time for one more caller to call in, okay? So go to the website and get a free reading with Candia Sanders. Now, you've been doing this for many years, haven't you?
I've been doing it for a long time. Been reading for 25 years and the healing since 99. So a long time.
This is a rare opportunity for our audience to get to meet you and get a cold reading. Or
it's
ask
really
a specific question, right?
Actually, specific questions are always fun. They're always fun. And again, what's really important to understand is that all I do is read your higher self, so the information is coming from the best within you so that you can hear it. And it's just sometimes difficult for it to come down through all the filters for us to have. So, and there's also a reason for that. The universe created that so that we reach out to others and have them mirror back to us, because we all learn from one another. If we all got all our own information all the time, we would not interact with everyone else around us. And that's really important to remember, because we're all connected. So that's why when everybody says, well, I should know this stuff. Well, yeah, we know a lot, but that's why we don't have full access to it all the time. We have to stay connected. We have to be part of the universe.
Right, you know, I do tarot readings too, and I also find it really helpful if they have a specific area, like if they say money or family or something.
Oh, yeah, because then the cards will go direct that way.
Right. I think it helps fine-tune it.
It really
although
does.
Cold readings, there's value in a cold reading, too, as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're winding down here in the last few minutes. Is there any other kind of lesson or message you want to give out this week, and then I'll let you close the show?
Oh, you're great about that. Actually, I think what I will close with is exactly what I just talked to Don about, and I think that's really it was a great, you know, segue into what I feel is a very important piece to all of that, or all of this actually, is the fact that there are many, many roads to the top of the hill, and just because your neighbor's going one direction doesn't mean that it's right for you. So the most important thing is to take your head off, go into your heart, and really search out your heart for what feels best for you at any given moment. And that's your best gauge on choosing and deciding whatever the issues are in your life, whether it's around choosing a new job or within relationships issues, you know, it could be the day-to-day issues to staying with someone, to leaving someone, to your health. Find what is correct in your own heart. It's easy, like with your health, to go to a doctor and have them tell you, because you think they know everything, to tell you what to do, and yet there may be some procedures in there that are not correct for you. So again, stay as closely linked and tuned into your own heart chakra, your own heart energy, which connects you then, of course, to universal energy, so that you stay as intuitive and open to your best path. And to me, that's just wonderful wisdom. Great. That's a great type of mantra to put on your mirror every day, you know, to stay into your heart energy. They say it all the time, but this is a tool on how to do it. You literally just drop your head, your frequency of your energy in your brain, drop it into your heart. And with those words, I will bid you adieu. Stay tuned for the Odyssey Show next week here on BBS Radio at 8 to 9. Mike Schultz is my co-host and is a fabulous guy. Check out his website as well. Look into his videos. Hop onto my website, CandiaSanders.com, and get a bigger picture as to the two of us and who we are. And have a fabulous week and the rest of your life. Bye from BBS Radio.
Good night, everybody. Everybody.